This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 4, 2017. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, representatives from the Lynn Mayor's Office, Lynn Housing Authority, Department of Housing and Community Development, Federal Emergency Management Agency, U.S. Immigration Services, Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the Department of Transitional Assistance set up tables in City Hall's quarters Tuesday to meet with the 24 families who are still looking for housing following Monday's devastating fire. To donate to the fire victims, you can send a check to Center Board, 16 City Hall Square, Lynn, Massachusetts, 01901. Again, that's make a check out to Center Board, 16 City Hall Square, Lynn, Mass., 01901. Make the check payable to Center Board with Lynn Fire Fund in the memo line. A Monastery Brewery in Swampscott will not be happening, and a valuable waterfront property remains for sale. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, plans to convert the former Marion Court College into an Orthodox Christian monastery with a brewery on site have been shelved. Gayla Cawley writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, Father Andrew Bushell, a Marblehead native and executive chairman of St. Paul's Foundation, a monastic institution of the monks of Mount Athos in Greece, had a purchase agreement in plans with Sisters of Mercy, the current owners of the property, at 35 Littles Point Road. Bushell had until the end of December to close on the property, but did not follow through on what town officials said would have been a $4 million purchase. Quote, we decided not to move forward with the property, Bushell said in an email on Tuesday. Alice Polerick, a spokesman for the Sisters of Mercy of the Americans Northeast community, said the property didn't close. Quote, he had until the end of the month, Polerick said. No extension was asked for and granted. The property is for sale. It's listed with a broker. Gino Cresta, interim town administrator, said Bushell had initially put down a $50,000 payment and there was another large figure due at the end of December. Quote, he was waiting to see if he had the support of the town before he put either part of the significant part of the deposit down, Cresta said. He's not going forward with it. Bushell previously said that his decision to complete the purchase of the Marion Court property, also known as White Court, hinged on being able to build a small monastic brewery and cider house on site inside what is now the Mercy Semper. The 6.2-acre White Court property is assessed at $7.8 million, including two buildings and surrounding land, according to the land records. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Bill. The city of Beverly may soon have a fund earmarked for affordable housing, according to Ariana McNeil in the Salem News. The Beverly City Council is considering creating an affordable housing trust fund that would help pay for new housing projects as they come up or with renovations to existing ones. The fund would have a board of trustees that would manage the money. The city has been working on this for a while, according to Mayor Michael Cahill in Ariana McNeil's story. There would be five trustees, including the mayor. The other four would be appointed by the mayor, and each would serve for 2 years. The mayor is quoted as saying, we have a sum of money that's been paid to the city, but it's time to put that into a specific and decided fund. You can read more on this story with Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. John Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times, they have a name and they have an issue. And on Thursday night, the group known as Keep Rockport Green hopes to have its say before the town planning board on a potential development in Pigeon Cove. Denise Donnelly, one of the organizers of the group, concerned with the draft proposal to build 16 new homes, 8 each on 2 new cul-de-sacs in the Woodland Acres neighborhood, said she believes the issue has ignited concerns throughout town about managing future growth. She's quoted as saying, I just got off the phone with the planning board office just to let them know that they might have people spilling out of the doors on Thursday night. The planning board is now scheduled to meet Thursday night at 7 in the main conference room in the basement of Town Hall in Rockport. The Woodland Acres item is listed 4th on the board's agenda. Town planner Kirk Baker said the item was placed on the agenda as an update item before the issue erupted last week. You can read more on this story in today's Gloucester Times with Sean Horgan. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.